All right, Angelica's going to come up, and you're going to demonstrate what?
I was thinking that I would demonstrate the scanning application that
fine.
I've checked out.
Yep, okay.
I have to say, preface what I'm going to say has nothing to do with scanning applications, really, but okay. I want to say that my iPhone usage has been much more pleasant since I finally ran out and just grabbed a Bluetooth keyboard. I was reading this article in a German tech newspaper about one of the Mozilla people who was so excited about the iPhone because he could then send photos to friends of obstacle in his path when he was walking to work, and they would then, you know, look at the picture and decipher it for him, tell him what's going on, and then he would just like, it's just a container, go around, you know, like that kind of thing. And the final words in that article, and it's only 2 months old, was, and maybe soon blind people will be able to take their iPhone anywhere, take a picture of something, and then have it read to them. And I thought, okay, I guess that means that's not available yet, the OCR part of it. And I thought, but we have Open Book and Kurzweil, and why can't we have that? So anyway, I don't know. I just went online and I looked for what's there for scanning stuff. And the first thing that I found had not a whole lot to do with text, but it was an application for scanning barcodes. So with any of these three applications that I'm going to show, the issue really is taking the picture, right? Because we aren't really picture people exactly. I mean, I'm not, but yet I can hold the iPhone with respect to itself at a 90 degree angle to the thing that I'm going to scan. And if I do it at about 6 inches distance, then maybe I'll get a decent picture. And this is for the barcode part.
Which iPhone do you have?
The iPhone 4. VoiceOver is running. I've set it to 28% speed. Just then I've got the applications that I want to demonstrate in the quick launch bar or whatever you want to call that. So I'm double clicking the home button to get there to make it easy.
The dock.
App switcher.
Thank
App
you.
Store. Two new items.
That one, yeah.
Double tap to open. Scanner. Double
okay.
tap to open. Scanner. Link.
So I'm in the scanner now.
What's the app called?
It's just called Scanner by Bahntech, Bahntech. It's inaccessible in the buttons, but the only thing I really want to do, that's the very only thing, is I want to get the camera to just scan this image. And so for that,
VoiceOver
because
off.
I can't triple, quadruple click, whatever the heck it is I have to do, I turned it off and I'm blindly pressing the right top corner of the area. And now I should have landed where the camera is.
But you're getting no feedback at that
no.
at all.
No, and now it's well, wait, there's going to be a beep at some point. I'm bummed because it should. Oh, I have ended up in another application, I'm sure. So I'm just going to turn. Well, let's see where we are.
Turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on.
Yeah, you guys are
Safari.
Just going to have to
Untitled.
Do with me what I do at home, which is to figure out
App
where
switcher.
I am.
Scanner. Facebook. One new App Store. Two new. Prismo. Scanner. Double tap. Scanner.
Well, I don't know why it doesn't work now when it did before.
VoiceOver off.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's falling into another application, apparently. So I can't do anything about it. It's a shame because what I can get is information about, like, for example, the ingredients. Nobody in my family wants to read me the ingredients of a soup or the ingredients of a package. So if I want to know what's in Life cereal, I can then, you know,
go to directionsforme.com.
Well, that's good, but then I'll have to go home to my computer, don't I?
Right.
So we go on
Facebook,
to
Prismo. Double tap to open Prismo.
We're going to Prismo, and that was the text scanning application, and that was written up on the web. It's VoiceOver accessible, and that I can
Prismo back button.
You know,
open document. Text. Documents. Button. 6 period.
Here's one that I...
Golden access passport pass issued to any citizen or permanent resident of the United States who has been determined to be blind or permanently disabled for purposes of receiving medical aid 4 period.
I grab my wallet
Oral
and grab the
areas.
Golden
default
access
language.
Part out of it. And the golden access pass has what it ever said on the back. I've carried it around for 10 years. And it's just this pass that we all can have for, you know, national parks access. So I scanned by just taking the picture of the back of the card. So if you want to try that, this is accessible in that mm-hmm. I can tell it to go to the camera and take a picture.
Okay.
The results might vary because of the lighting that we have in here. I don't know. But we should try it. I just grabbed some images from what I, you know. And that's a OCR software. It's not at all good enough as Open Book or Kurzweil. So if you're at home, this is not interesting. This is just interesting if you're out there and you want, in a store, try to get at least a little bit of an idea of something. Does anybody have a piece of paper they want me to just try right now?
I have something to type with me.
Oh, good. Then give it to me.
Can you spell it while you're waiting? R-I-Z-M-O.
It's $10, yeah. I don't know that I would have bought it before I found the other thing.
Documents. Prismo. Back edit. Button. Prismo. Back button. Prisma, heading.
So I made my way back to the initial screen. So here's what we can...
Text. Business card. Bill.
These are the things
whiteboard.
That it thinks it can scan. Reader. I'm going to go text. To text.
Photo. Prisma. Back button.
And I'm going to take a picture of it. But first I have to...
Paste. Dim. Button. Get text from picture.
So we're going to do that. Hopefully. I don't know what the lighting is in here.
Get text from picture. Get text from picture. Get text from picture. Get text from picture.
Don't you have to take the picture first?
Camera. Button.
Yeah.
Album. Button. Paste. Dim. Button. Camera. Button. Viewfinder. Image. Tab to focus. Viewfinder. Image.
Because
auto-focused.
I also can't really see
auto-focused.
What's going on the actual camera screen. I'm just going to keep it at a guessed distance of like 8 inches, something like that.
Use. Button.
I'm going to tell it to use this.
Photo. Prisma. Back up. 21% battery power. Status bar item.
That's not where I want to be.
Bluetooth connected. Status next. Button.
I'm going to get text.
No, I wanted
processing.
To go to, next, and now it's processing, I guess.
Alert. Could you please check that text orientation is not rotated or upside down, and that image is good enough. Then try again.
I'm not sure that you actually took
okay.
the picture.
Okay. Button.
Yeah, you don't think so? Yeah, I heard
did.
It do it.
She did.
Okay. I mean, this happened at home, too, and then I did it at a little bit more of a distance, and then I had it.
When it said text orientation, does this only work with the text facing one way?
I think so.
Yeah.
This one, yeah. The OCR
so
one, yeah.
Spin it around.
But if you have something like what Jean gave me, I have it's a stapled thing. And what I was thinking is what we used to do in the very beginning scanning days, you turn it around. There are times when I'm at the kids' school, and they give me something, and it's just a one half piece of paper, and I'm bored at the playground and I want to do something with it. That's when I would scan probably even both sides of it, you know.
Okay, button.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get
photo,
this
heading.
What are you trying to do?
Dim.
I'm actually on the take
button,
the picture
camera,
again.
Camera button, viewfinder, image, tap to focus,
oh,
autofocus.
At home, I did like this.
Autofocus.
On the bottom, I held it.
Viewfinder, image, take picture, button.
And if it doesn't work now, I'll give up again. Then forget it. I mean.
Use. Photo. Prisma. Back button. Next. Button. Processing. Heading.
I don't know. What can I say? I think this is real, right? At home.
Edit. Photo. Button. A4Y own words 1 Maui. Sonus all tilde WHM. Colon underscore underscore. Semicolon O tilde potter.
Oh, beautiful.
Currently on our site does 5 period. Convey to a potential DM the skill. Hmm. Silicon Valley expert witness grief in my own words.
Why did it get
project
better?
Project Sonus all tilde WHM.
Better.
Colon underscore underscore. Semicolon O tilde pot O tilde team O tilde tilde. Go 6 period. Tilde tilde ROM or web tilde RM tilde EM tilde desire to complement the short T tilde Nick tilde LLY. A4Y own words 1 Maui
Orient. Okay, I'll stop it. The thing is that I'm not here to sell this thing because I can't. I don't care. For me, it did scan, stuff. Like I scanned a page of Charlotte's Web. I just asked my son to keep bringing me books. And then I scanned a page that had some, the Three Musketeers, that had some French in it, and that didn't work out too well. But like Charlotte's Web worked out just fine. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't open book or Kurzweil quality, but it was something I could deal with, something that I could sort of look at something with. But now, can I show you this last one? I'm looking for Jotnot.
Double tap, page 2 of 5. Page 2 of 5.
Jotnot.
Page 2 of 5.
Jotnot went away. I don't know why. I think we better
messages.
Go.
Okay.
It's a shame because Jotnot takes a picture of whatever you're scanning, and then it doesn't try to convert it OCR. It sends it to either email or Dropbox or whatever you want to use, and then you can send it to somebody by email or fax it. And then my idea was that at the other end sits a sighted person. I did this with my husband. I emailed him a document that was really... a picture, something with color in it and text and things that wouldn't be scannable anyway, things I got from the school. And then he was on the other end receiving it, wouldn't have to physically be there and could just read it to me like that. And he gave me a call and just read it like that. So that would be if you're trying to have a remote reader, so to speak. And that worked, but, somehow I closed down with all that camera messing around that I did. The thing that I did notice, too, is that the cameras front-facing and back-facing, like different applications don't always hand each other the cameras the way I'd like. Sometimes the front facing is on the back.
Yep.
Has anybody found an OCR app that works?
No.
I've tried Say Text. I've tried different ones, and I've been monitoring it on the list.
Yeah.
Nobody that I know has found anything that really works.
That's what I thought.
Not yet. We're not there yet.
I've been on this one list that's got like 700 people on it. People with a little bit of vision have had more success with like some of the text app, like the Say Text, but most people have not had much success, unfortunately. I mean,
But you know what helps, Amy, is that when you have a dark background, for example, I had a chair at home that had a dark pillow on it, and I just put the white document on top of there and then kind of photographed it.
Right, that's part of what I'm saying, that you're going to know it's a white document versus I'm not going to know it's a white document.
And that's why I think the PDF way of scanning it and sending it to somebody, even if that somebody's a blind person who can run it through their open book for you and email it back as a text, I mean, would that be so wrong? Like, short of not being able to read it, that might be okay.
How do you use a slider, like if you want to speed up or slow down something, like the speech, for example, with VoiceOver on, I just can't get it to work. You double tap on it. On the second tap, you hold down. And you get this kind of boop-boop-boop noise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay there, it will say, you know, slide to increase or decrease volume or whatever. Or there are some alphabetical ones, like in contacts, it's the same thing. Like, it'll tell you what letter you're on.
But don't you have to pick your finger up before you...
No, well, you tap once, and then on the second tap, you hold...
Amy?
Yeah.
I received a little announcement.
Hi, Becca. You might pass along to the group that I wanted to look up Navigon. The USA version is on sale for $39, and the Navigon by region is on sale for $24. So I'm downloading the USA version as we speak.
And that's using an app called Haytel, which is kind of like a walkie-talkie or sort of a little bit like for the iPhone.